On this Monday, let's turn our attention to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here with Risk Pulse. Hey, Mark, thanks for being with us. You're still at home. Me too. How you doing?
Doing well, Todd. Again, thanks for having me.
It's a bit cool today. I take it that as we get further into the week, more cold air spreads into our part of the world?
Yeah, this pattern across the Corn Belt, you know, it's been variable of late. You go back a couple of weeks ago, it was unseasonably cool. Then we have had our kind of brief stretches of warmth over the past week or so, but now going back into a cooler than normal pattern, especially the next 10 days. And it's looking like coming up later on this week that temperatures will be getting to levels of like 12 and 13 and 14 degrees colder than average for this time of year. And what that means is that specifically here, not only in Illinois, but much of the eastern Corn Belt, minimum temperatures dropping into the 30s with even some upper 20s, some freezing temperatures in portions of the eastern Corn Belt coming up on Friday night and on into Saturday night, which look to be the coldest days or coldest time frames within this colder than normal pattern.
I assume we have clear skies in that case. Any wind to go along with it?
Very light winds, and that's actually one of the reasons why temperatures are going to be dropping down to some of these forecast levels here, is that we've got ideal radiational cooling conditions. So we have this kind of bubble of high pressure coming from Canada, and with that high pressure system, then skies clear out, winds turn calm or very, very light, and that allows temperatures to drop off at night. And it's really that kind of Friday night or Saturday morning, and then Saturday night, Sunday morning will be those ideal radiational cooling time frames.
I know it's hard to predict where and how deep that cold will go into the eastern Corn Belt. What are you seeing at this point?
Well, it's looking like certainly much of Michigan, with the exception of the areas closest to the Great Lakes, but even down into like northern Indiana, northern Ohio, temperatures kind of in and around freezing or a few pockets there in the upper 20s. So, and then even, you know, in areas more of like the Appalachians, there will be even higher elevations. We'll see even colder temperatures, but specifically in the eastern Corn Belt, it's going to be encompassing here, at least for those temperatures right around freezing.
So some of the soft red winter wheat crop would be at risk.
It does look like there is some potential for issues, especially the Michigan crop here. You know, not as much down to the Ohio River Valley, where it's going to be a bit more marginal, but you know, more kind of upper 20s in areas of Michigan and even, you know, northwest Ohio. We do need to keep an eye on, again, if temperatures shift even colder, then again, more of the eastern Midwest then would see temperatures below 32 or, you know, larger area of upper 20s reading. So it's going to be really important to monitor here how temperatures trend from now through the coldest mornings coming up this weekend.
Well, in the northern hemisphere, let's stay with wheat. Soft red winter wheat in trouble from potential cold temperatures. They've been wet. The hard red winter wheat crop is suffering the opposite conditions, hot and dry.
Yeah, especially in areas of western Kansas and then western Oklahoma and the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles. And coming up, it looks like in general, those kind of driest areas will stay on the dry side. And also we'll see some pretty hot temperatures coming up, not as much the next several days, but as we look out ahead into later next week and beyond, that looks to be at least the time frame of another kind of bubble of heat moving into the southern plains from the desert southwest. That combined with drier than normal conditions here, you know, raises concern for decrease in yield potential there.
Checking on the Black Sea, I'd like to know whether that winter wheat crop is still under the bullseye for dry conditions.
Well, across the Black Sea region, it does look like the pattern's improving. In fact, some of the improvements started this upcoming weekend with this upper-level low that moved into the Black Sea region from Western Europe. And over the next couple of weeks, there will be several opportunities for rain development across Russia, across Ukraine, as well as the western part of the Black Sea region, like Romania, Hungary, and Bulgaria. So we do see a net improving situation, and obviously very timely for wheat development, but also timely for summer crop planting there as well, especially corn.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much.
You're very welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Risk Pulse. He is in Chicago, Illinois.